This is an international story that always has domestic political effects, and joining us now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So a delegation of U.S. senators traveled to the Middle East over the weekend, and as television viewers know, one of them was New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
It's true. She showed up all over the airwaves yesterday with Republican senators next to her. First with Senator John McCain of Arizona, then with Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. And she was making common cause with them on a variety of issues. It's interesting. On NBC, she was asked about a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops, which is, of course, a position that Senator Ted Kennedy has espoused and a couple of other Democrats in the Senate. She said it was a bad idea, that it was inviting the terrorists to bide their time and then strike. And then on CBS, she didn't wait to be asked about that question. She volunteered her criticism of that idea, which, as I say, is espoused by one of the leading Democrats.
Okay, I guess it would be meaningless for us in 2005 to talk about polls for the 2008 presidential race, but let's do it anyway.
But everybody else is, so.
Absolutely. They show Senator Clinton as a front runner. How does she seem to be positioning herself?
It's just fascinating to watch. She clearly is saying stay the course in Iraq, and of course she voted for the Iraqi war resolution in the first place, and she's carving out a position of being very pro-troops, which is a pretty safe place to be. But she's trying some interesting themes, trying to find some common ground on abortion between pro-life and pro-choice people. While she was sitting there with Lindsey Graham, who she's worked with before on some issues, she was asked about Social Security. Now, there the Democrats are certainly standing together. She said she'd wait to see what the president's plan would be. Now, Steve, interestingly enough, there's some indication coming out of Republican circles that we will never see the president's plan on Social Security, that he will let the legislature take its course, which is going to be interesting to see what goes on. Mm. But watching her over the next couple of years, you can see she's putting together a very good organization. She has the ability to raise a great deal of money. As one key Republican evaluating her candidacy recently said, she learns from her mistakes. And, you know, the Democratic Party is still wishing that Bill Clinton could run again. And so that makes her attractive to some people in the party. Now, obviously, there is a big difference between a governor from Arkansas and a senator from New York. But I think that we are going to be watching over the next couple of years and watch this this candidacy unfold.
Well, Senator Clinton's spouse also showed up on television yesterday along with the man he beat, George Herbert Walker Bush.
You know, those two were never really friendly after they ran against each other. But according to all reports, they are now becoming friendly. And I think, Steve, it's really interesting. It shows you the strength of this system. We're looking at places around the world where political parties represent literally tribal warfare. And, you know, there's polarization here, but these former opponents become allies. Presidents Ford and Carter have become very good friends and work together on all kinds of issues. And now it looks like Presidents Bush and Clinton are going to be doing that. I think it's also interesting to note how these two families, the Bush and Clinton families, have dominated our politics for decades now, really. And might be doing it for decades yet to come.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.